All right.
Hey, anybody except for the radio?
I would love to hear the radio. Yeah.
You know I've had feelings for you for a long time. We've begun together. I'm a good cook. You like your feet rubbed? I bet you do. I'll rub them. I have dream journals about you filled pages. I know you can hear me.
We love you more than you'll ever want to know. WMFO Medford.
I want to kiss you on the mouth.
Tell me that it's all right. Tell me it's a fair fight now. I'm looking up, the sky's bright. I'm moving on, I don't care now.
People who I know, I'm giving names or faces, but you never know. And you were right though, and she was at my place just a day ago, so.
Thank you.
I've been saying.
Well, don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang,
all day long they're saying,
well, don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang,
all day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say,
that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang,
can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here.
Well, don't you know
that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang,
all day long they're saying, my work is so hard. Give me water, I'm thirsty. My work is so hard, oh, oh, my work is so hard.
I can live growing old alone if push comes to shove, but I can't live without my mother's love. I can live flying around at an impossible pace. I can live with the bad etiquette that's falling on this place. I can live with anything you got to throw in my face, but I can't live without my mother's embrace. My mother is 75. She's the closest friend I have in my life. Take her from me, I'll break down. Judge me in my ways and my slew of ex-lovers, but don't ever dare say a bad word about my mother. When she's gone, I'll miss our slow, easy walks, playing Scrabble to the chimes of the grandfather clock. I'll even miss the time. But mostly I miss being able to call her and talk. I can live without watching the classical fights. I can live without a lover beside me at night. I can live without what some might call a charmed life, but I can't live without my mother providing her life. My mother is 75. One day she won't be here to hear me cry. When the day comes for her to let go, I'll die off like a lemon tree in the snow. When I won't have the courage to soar through her things. With my sisters and all our memories, I cannot bear all the pain it will bring.
Thank you.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
When I call, if you won't see me.
Justin, I was playing that video game Force Brigade, and it was pretty cool. I was running down this, like, digital path, and I met this digital frog, and he was all like... Then I went playing in this virtual stream where this water, it looked almost real. It was this whole electronic forest world. So what did you do?
Well, my parents took me to the forest, the real forest, where I was running down this, well, it was an actual path. Then I saw this real-life frog. It was all like, ribbit, and I saw an owl too. Then I played in this amazing stream with water around my ankles, like wet water. Then me and my sister and my parents sat around a campfire and told cool stories all night long.
Oh, that's pretty cool, too.
This weekend, unplugged. plug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Mozart at 2 years old. But she was standing at the loading when the trucks rolled up. She was sniffing all around like a half-grown female pup. She wasn't hard to talk to, looked like she had nowhere to go. So I gave her a pass so she could get in and see the show. I thought of to say, and when they walked off stage, the drummer swept that girl away. But Rosie, you're alright. You wear my ring when you hold me tight. Rosie, that's my thing. When you turn out the light, I got to hand it to me. Rosie. Well, I guess I might have known from the start she'd come for a star. Could have told my imagination not to run too far. Of all the times that I've been burned, by now you'd think I'd learned that it's who you look like, not who you are.
You gotta keep that in mind,
though. Rosie, you're alright. You wear my ring when you hold me tight. Rosie, that's my thing. When you turn out the light, I got to hand it to me. It looks like it's me again tonight. Oh, it looks like it's me and you again tonight.
Won the war. A crowd of people turned away. to look. Having read the book, I'd love to turn you on.
I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
Ever wonder how your favorite artist became your favorite artist? They got played at your local radio station. Rock, pop, country, R&B, folk, rap, psychedelia. It's all great. Come hear your next favorite artist on The Dweezil Show, Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m., right here on 91.5 WMFO and on WMFO.org.
Keep you in the dark and somewhere long. party. Look what I found. Simply the best manservant in town. He's neat and discreet. He couldn't be any subtler. This is the story of my rock and roll butler. Scrubbing away at the dirt, bending and stretching in a little tight skirt. She says I'm much nicer than the Marquis de Sade. This is the story of my little French maid. Seen the driver of my black limousine. He wears a black cap and some black panty loafers. This is the story of my rock and roll chauffeur.
Yeah. Hi, this is Riley James, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
I love.